The Future Workplace Experience, 10 Rules for Mastering Disruption in Recruiting and Engaging Employees by Gene C. Meister, Kevin J. Mulkey. The Future Workplace. As we scan the workplace of today, we see that everything we take for granted about work, what we expect from our work, where we work, how we work, and when we work, and with whom we work, is being disrupted. To be ready for the future changes, you need to advocate for change in your own organization. We've synthesized our insights into 10 rules to help you rethink your future workplace. Rule number one, make the workplace an experience. With the rise of global mobile technology and a rapidly expanding economy, and given the global rise of employer rating websites, power is shifting from the employer to the employee. It has become essential for organizations to transform their workplaces into an experience for the employees. Future workplace experience will include 5 key elements. 1. Emotional experience. Many companies are moving to being purpose-driven. Tom's Shoes became known to millennials through its purpose-driven call to action, where for each pair of shoes sold, they give another pair to a needy child. 2. Intellectual experience. The Aon Hewitt Research reports several ways to increase employee engagement, including building inspiring leaders, creating and communicating a compelling value proposition, and tying learning to overall career development. 3. Physical experience. Today, top talent with in-demand skills can work anywhere, anytime. Choice over where one works and the amount of privacy one feels in the workplace are emerging as critical factors to employee engagement. In addition, community managers can help provide a memorable workplace experience through meetups, education programs, social networking, frequent communications, and public recognition. 4. Technological experience. Smart technologies can drive employee engagement and satisfaction. The use of personal apps is being brought inside the workplace. For example, at Airbnb, employees use WhatsApp to communicate. 5. Cultural experience. Companies are becoming more responsive to employees and incorporating responsiveness into the recognition process. For example, David Thodey, former CEO of Telstra, asked the entire company, "What process and technologies should we eliminate?" His question received about 830 responses, giving him an intimate look into what's not working at Telstra. Rule number 2, use space to promote culture. We see 5 drivers influencing how companies align their workplace and culture. 1. Drive culture. How could we use workspace to drive our own values and mission? 2. Enable choice. How could we enable more employee preferences for where to work? 3. Promote wellness. How could we ensure our workspace enables and facilitates wellness instead of proliferating health issues? 4. Enhance engagement. How could we improve employee engagement? 5. Nurture community. How could we apply co-working practices to nurture an authentic sense of community? Rule number 3. Be an agile leader. Agile leaders can recruit the best and most productive workers and leverage their talent to achieve lasting business success. Given that, we identified 7 leadership traits required for an agile leader. 1. Be transparent. Communicate, share, and admit mistakes. 2. Be accountable. Acknowledge both your losses and your wins. 3. Be entrepreneurial. Seek new opportunities and motivate others to think, imagine, and act in bold, enterprising ways. 4. Be future-focused. Step outside your comfort zone and embrace the change. 5. Be team intelligent. Instill practices to make teams great in your organization. 6. Be inclusive. Build diversity and include many divergent voices within your organization. 7. Be a people developer. Enable on-demand, individual, and peer learning. These traits promote effective management decisions, raise awareness of team power, and generate sustainable business results. Rule number 4. Consider technology an enabler and a disruptor. Staying ahead of the technology curve has never been more difficult for corporations. We raise 4 questions to highlight the key technology drivers to transform the workplace experience for both employers and employees. 1. How do we enable our workflow? Communication is becoming more interactive, visual, and digitally motivating to engage and motivate the employees. More companies are creating proprietary apps and opening their own corporate app stores. 2. How do we enhance our capabilities? Wearable technology is changing what we know about workers, how work gets done, and how skills are built. 3. How do we make better decisions? Recruitment, goal alignment, and operations efficiencies are among areas where organizations are applying technology to inform decision-making. Goal setting and performance feedback can be accessed online through the web, a mobile device, or even a smartwatch, allowing all to see overall goals and how they fit into them. 4. What roles will be disrupted and automated? The increased usage of technology has the power to create new jobs, reshape existing jobs, or eliminate jobs entirely. However, not enough focus has been on how technology will disrupt and augment jobs. Chatbots are one example of how bots are botifying the workplace. A chatbot is an artificial intelligence computer program designed to simulate a conversation through written or spoken text. Rule number 5, build a data-driven recruiting ecosystem. If mobile and social technologies put a significant amount of information about both the employers and job seekers, then employees will have a better opportunity to identify the best-suited candidates, and employees can find a match for their skills with an employer. But how can you use this to develop your team? 1. Manage your employer brand. Organizations that build strong employer brands and focus on culture become magnets for continual job seekers. One method of managing the employer brand is to create content that conveys the organization's culture. 2. Train before hiring. Job seekers and recruiters are incorporating training before hiring into the recruiting process. 3. Use smart sourcing. Smart sourcing starts with collecting data and refining analytical efforts to generate the best matches. Analytics can show not only that a job seeker has 500 plus followers on the LinkedIn platform, but also that a significant percentage of those followers are connected to the position the company is looking to fill. 4. Be transparent with job seekers. There are two types of transparency job seekers look for in the workplace: a transparent culture and a transparent talent acquisition process. Rule number 6, embrace on-demand learning. Companies must embrace on-demand learning by offering employees a marketplace of learning opportunities, including a mix of all types of learning: TED Talks, podcasts, MOOCs, and other forms of informal learning, plus the company's own customized development programs. As the pace and rate of change accelerates, employees will shift to accessing on-demand learning to expand their current skills and prepare for the next set of skills needed in the marketplace. Employees must own their learning and see the connection between learning and career advancement, thus becoming serial learners. Serial learners are curious, not satisfied with business as usual, always reaching to learn something new, making connections out of seemingly unrelated topics, and seeking different networks and experiences. To become a serial learner, allow space in your day to develop creative ideas, plan out your learning, think about what you need to learn, and do small experiments with big potential payoffs that give you an opportunity to learn and test out your ideas. Rule number 7, tap the power of multiple generations. We see multiple generations working side by side as part of their everyday experience at work. One implication of age diversity in the workplace is that younger bosses managing older workers. It's up to the manager and the employee to make this work. Leaders will need to move beyond focusing on generational differences to build generational intelligence, tapping the power of multiple generations to provide insights into launching new products, services, and markets. We define generational intelligence as the ability to understand the similarities, differences, and expectations of each generational cohort. Rule number 8, build gender equality. Within business, there are several benefits to closing the gender gap, ranging from improving financial and business performance to adding diversity of thought. However, a gender-based pay gap continues to exist. We believe it's up to countries, companies, and individuals to create the change they want to see in the workplace. First, we should involve men in the discussion to build gender equality, to build awareness for dealing with unconscious bias in the workplace. Next, we need to encourage the men we work with to move beyond mentoring women to becoming sponsors and advocates for them in the workplace. Third, we must examine the current policy of maternity and paternity leave in our organizations. And finally, we must examine what the government can do to assist working mothers and their families. Rule number 9, plan for more gig economy workers. As companies expand into emerging markets and across time zones, the 9-to-5 office will be slowly replaced with a work-from-anywhere mindset. HR leaders will need to manage a more blended workforce of employees and independent freelancers, contractors, consultants, or as we call them, gig economy workers. Partnering with the IT HR leaders will help to develop a strategic approach to sourcing, managing, and evaluating gig economy workers. Rule number 10, be a workplace activist. A workplace activist is someone who gives a voice to the changes we all desire in our organization, industry, and workplace. Workplace activists can lead changes in 3 different ways. 1. Recognize your job is not your job. Ask yourself, what is my job? Now, try to answer in a concise sentence, focusing on the outcomes you're creating rather than your current job title. 2. Reframe your job description. To reinvent your succession planning process, focus on answering these 5 questions. How often do you have succession planning discussions? How transparent do you want to be with candidates? How do you see around corners to make sure you're looking far enough and deep enough within the organization? How do you cast your net wider, not just from a demographic standpoint, but also to include non-traditional candidates? How well do you institutionalize your learning back into the process? 3. Rethink how to break HR. The HR needs to assume the role of a workplace activist, identifying changes they can create to develop a compelling workplace experience. This may range from rethinking performance management, to abolishing rigid guidelines for personal time off, to creating opportunities for employees to learn. An opportunity. The 10 rules we have presented are opportunities for you to transform your workplace and to give voice to the changes you see needed in your organization, on your team, and within yourself.